Good day to all of you tuning in. You're with Paige Estrotori, and this is your weekly insurance news wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online, your trusted source for personal and business insurance. Let's take a look at what's been happening in the industry as we close out the year. Celebrations are in order in the trucking industry, with the announcement of the National Trucking Industry Award winners of 2025. Known for highlighting impressive accomplishments within the sector. The highly coveted Outstanding Contribution to the Australian Trucking Industry Award was bestowed upon Mark Tobin of Follomont Transport in Eagle Farm, Queensland. Mark was applauded for his exceptional leadership skills and engagement with the community. The National Professional Driver of the Year Award, setting standards across the nation for driving skills and dedication to safety, went to Brad Train from VE Group in Ipswich. Additionally, we saw Anne Lopez from Lopez Bras Transport in Enfield, New South Wales, being honored as the National Trucking Industry Woman of the Year, reinforcing her transformative work on diversity and inclusion. These awards underscore the emphasis being placed on professionalism, safety, and service within the Australian trucking industry to ensure a better future. In the insurance sector, Insure Group is making waves by surpassing 10,000 processed policies since its inception. This impressive achievement, representing a remarkable 25% year-on-year growth, points towards a promising trend in the Australian freight industry. The surge in policy numbers is a testament to a rise in freight volumes and the need for comprehensive insurance solutions, driven by increased regulatory oversight and underlined by the 2024 NTARC report's findings that over 85% of serious truck crashes involve multiple vehicles, emphasizing the role of specialist insurance providers like Insure Group in creating a sustainable future for transport operators. Environmental standards are at the forefront, with Australia raising the bar, announcing an increase of 500 kilograms in mass limits for heavy vehicles from November next year, provided they meet the Euro 6 or equivalent emissions standards. This progressive move sets the stage for reduced emissions and heightened efficiency by enabling fewer trips and heavier loads for compliant heavy vehicles, thus transforming this key industry. But it's not all smooth sailing. A PwC survey reveals that Australian insurers are falling behind globally in risk preparedness, particularly in areas of cybersecurity and AI-related risks. The urgent need to enhance workforce skills and modernize technology infrastructure in these fields has been highlighted, as well as managing increasing political risks, reflecting government scrutiny on premiums and coverage in disaster-prone areas. This indicates a call to action for insurers to implement data-driven rates for better alignment with risk exposure and to tackle underinsurance systematically. As we step into the new year, the evolving landscape of the insurance industry demands adaptability, ingenuity, and a continued commitment to safety, risk management, and cutting-edge technology. For more insights, visit Financial Services Online at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori closing off for this year. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly insurance news wrap, seeing you ahead on the road to a prosperous and safe 2026.